Welcome to Ruby Rider's Pegging Paradise podcast number 165 on September 5th, 2017. Changing the world one ass at a time. If you enjoy and appreciate my work and you want to help me spread the word, consider becoming a patron of mine. Just go to patreon.com/rubyrider or click the support my work button on the right hand side of my website. When you sign up to be a patron, there's all kinds of levels of reward, so go and check that out and see what you can get. That way you'll get cool stuff that people who listen to my podcast and read my blog don't get, and you'll help me do more of exactly what I'm doing that you enjoy so much. And remember, an extraordinary and carefully curated selection of body-safe, non-toxic toys can be purchased from the Little Black Dress of Pleasure Products, Entice Me. Just go to enticeme.com, #RubyRider. Be sure to use the coupon code RIDER for 15% off your purchase. That's RYDER. You will be supporting Pegging Paradise with every purchase you make. Here's a Patreon update for you. Since my last podcast, Matthias pledged $5. Matthias, thank you for your pledge. Really appreciate your generosity. Alex also pledged $5. Alex, thank you. Way to go. Really appreciate your support. And Nicolay, who originally pledged $3, increased his pledge from $3 to $5 a month. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Really appreciate your support. Okay, everybody, I am sitting here. It is 91 degrees outside. I don't think it's a whole lot cooler inside because I do not have air conditioning. And I am sweating. And I'd like to change that whole metaphor for sweating. Sweating like a pig? No, I think I'm sweating like a lady of leisure that is fucking her guy so hard that she's working up a sweat. How about that one? That's much better than sweating like a pig, right? Oh, man. Okay, let's start off with your letters and get to this so I can go jump in the ocean when I'm done. This first message is from Jaron in the Netherlands. He says, "Hi, Ruby, what a pleasant surprise to hear from you. Through a personal note and an almost perfect pronunciation of my name in your podcast, no less. I was very surprised to hear from you after all this time. To answer your question, yes, we do still peg once in a while, much to my pleasure, and my girlfriend likes seeing me enjoy it a lot. It is a great addition to our love life. We're still figuring out positions, which is not easy because she is a lot smaller than I am. So if you have any tips on that subject, I would like to hear them. Thanks again for all the information you provide, and keep up the good work. Jaron from Netherlands." And I probably did a better job pronouncing it last time than this time. But, okay, so your question is a difference in sizes. She is a lot smaller than you. Okay, for positions, I have a couple of suggestions for you. One would be a position that really doesn't have a name. So, I'm tired of describing it without a name. I'm going to call it side saddle. So here's what it looks like. And I'll put a link to the picture of this, of course. You are laying on your side, and you have your bottom leg straight and your top leg bent, and you're sort of leaning over with that raised knee resting on the bed. She is behind you, clearly, and she has one knee between your legs and the other knee behind you. So she can use her hands to balance on that one cheek of your ass, but if she's a small person, then chances are the distance from her knee to her hip is also not very big. So she's in a perfect position to fuck you from that position, because that's a perfect position for people with shorter legs. So that one's kind of cool. Plus, you're on your side, so you can see each other in terms of eye contact, and your cock is accessible, those two important factors. The other position is to have you laying face down and have her just lay on top of you. You can either have your legs spread, or you can have them together and have her legs on the outside of yours, and you can experiment with both of those and see how they feel. But yes, that's a kind of a nice one for cooler weather. I'm stuck here in the hot weather. I'm thinking about that going, oh my God, that would be so hot and so sweaty. But That one is a really nice one for all the skin-to-skin contact, the naked breasts against the back, that kind of thing. You do not have eye contact, but you have a lot of body contact. So those two are actually really good for people with big discrepancies in their body sizes. I have all the windows open, and I think probably those of you who have really good sound or are listening on your earphones can hear the horses whinnying in the background. This is something that happens where I live. I live on a horse ranch where they train horses to be dancing horses in the parades. So yes, there are definitely horses here. I just thought I would explain that. If you also hear a bit of a low, constant sound in the background, I do have a fan going. So, you know, these are all the things that are happening today in the hot place where I live. Okay. So let's move on to the next message. Hi, Ruby. I am a newly registered member. I am so glad I discovered your site. I'm a married man who recently discovered the wonderful pleasure of prostate stimulation during masturbation. I've been lubing and inserting a body lotion tube. Love the stream of pre-cum. Hoping to soon graduate to an Eneros or some other dildo. And I fantasize about being pegged someday. It's on my bucket list. Thanks again. It was great of you to write in, sir. I encourage you to only use body-safe, anal-safe toys when you are doing prostate stimulation. I know that sometimes when you look at the shape of something and you're horny, it just is really tempting to stick it in there and have some fun. But please only use things that have flared bases. Please only use things that are body-safe and non-toxic. And an Eneros would be a lovely choice, and there are also clearly lots of dildos available. I'm going to put a link for you to the Eneros and the Linkorama. Keep having fun, and congratulations that you have discovered yet another frontier of pleasure in your body. Okay, the next email. Hi, love the site. I can't wait to explore it further. So me and the wife have been really into pegging lately, but we are both dying to find a position where I can penetrate her vaginally while she pegs me. Any ideas? Yeah, the idea that I have is that a whole bunch of people think of this and it just simply doesn't work. Can you get it to work? Almost, kind of, yes, perhaps. It's really awkward, it's hard to move, things fall out. It's just, it doesn't quite work. So, yeah, the balls are in the way, and yeah, it just doesn't quite work. It's a lovely fantasy, however. It's a very lovely fantasy. So just keep on jerking off to that or getting off to that, and maybe let it go, because it's probably not a doable thing. Now, you can try and figure it out, and if you do, take a little video or tell us the story that you've been able to do it, but nobody that I know of so far has managed to do that successfully. They've managed to perhaps just insert it and that's it, and really no fucking. So there you go. Okay, so next one. This was on the forum. My wife and I have been enjoying our pegging sessions for about 7 years. We share no secrets and both enjoy our sexual exploration very much. One hurdle that we have been trying to get over for several years has been my desire to give a blowjob under her instruction. We play games with a realistic strap-on where she instructs me, and they are fun, but of course not the real thing. The problem we run into whenever we discuss how to go about finding someone for me to give head is that we don't have, and obviously don't want, STDs, and we want someone we are both comfortable with. I guess it should be noted that I have never actually blown a man, but have a strong desire to. Any suggestions or similar instances that people can throw out there would be appreciated. So yeah, congratulations, first of all, for being courageous enough to consider exploring your bi-curiosity, and congratulations to your wife, too. Good job. You don't have any secrets, and it sounds like you have excellent communication. Couples I have heard of who do this sort of thing and explore that territory basically put an ad up on Craigslist. Now, how well you vet those people that you get through Craigslist is totally up to you. You can have a number of meals together. You can ask for their test results. You could do all kinds of things to ensure yourself that those STIs, STDs that you do not have, you will not have once you're done with this adventure. And who knows, you might find someone who you really hit it off with and become a regular thing. So that's the best suggestion that I have, but anybody else out there who has crossed over this bridge, let us know what you did and how it went and the considerations that you took into play. In other words, did you just kind of go, well, you know, I'm willing to take the risk of a blowjob and hopefully I won't get anything from giving a guy head? You normally won't get some of the worst diseases, but that doesn't mean you can't get some that are certainly not preferable, and of course none are preferable. So yes, let us know how it worked if anybody else has done this. And if you have any other suggestions, this gentleman, I'm sure, would love it. Thank you for writing in, sir. We'll see if we can find any other information for you. Here's my next email. Happily married for 30 years. Great sex life for most of those 30. But we have become vanilla. I think she knows I want her to peg me, but we are struggling. My fault. She knows I like it when she plays with my ass. I have started using a butt plug, which she doesn't pay much attention to. I bought a vibrator, parentheses mistake, and asked her to use it on my ass. She did, and I mistakenly told her to push it in really hard, and it hurt like hell. I think that scared her off a bit. You think? And you think wasn't a comment from me, it was his, in parentheses. I want her to peg me. I have started having my ass and front waxed and am shaving my legs and stomach. I know she thinks I am sexy, even after 30 years. So when do I bring it up? During sex? When she is hot. She is incredible. Just have to say, she can deep throat me better than I ever thought possible. But when do I ask or suggest it? Please help. Peace. And he signs it BB. So, BB, thanks for the email. 30 years, congratulations. That is an accomplishment. And the fact that you had a great sex life for most of those 30 is totally awesome. So now it sounds like a little spark would certainly help things along. And, you know, pegging can absolutely be that. It has been that for a whole bunch of couples. So, when do you talk about it? Well, first of all, you don't talk about it in bed. Certainly not before sex, because then it's sort of... It's a touchy subject when you're in bed. It feels like a challenge, sort of. You want to talk about it when you're not in bed, when you're together and things are relaxed and it's all okay. Maybe if you're out to dinner, you've had a drink or something. That's when you want to talk about it. But one of the things I would suggest, of course, is that she listen to podcast number 112, because it's quite possible that she has all kinds of concerns about it, above and beyond the causing you pain part. And yes, it's a shame that that happened, but, you know, explaining to her that you did some reading and you studied up on it and figured out what you did wrong and that it's basically foreplay and that you have to go really slow. If you explain that to her, I think it will feel better. But yes, I can see how now she's really not wanting to cause you any pain. So education sounds like what's needed here. But podcast number 112 would be a great place to start, because it could be that there's a whole lot more there in the picture, inside her head, than just not wanting to cause you pain. And it's great to get all those things out on the table. As opposed to waiting to see if it's a problem, why not listen to that podcast, see if you think it's appropriate for her to listen to, because only you can make that decision, and then ask her to listen to it, and it will broach all of the different misconceptions and taboo issues and concerns that she may have. So that's an easy way to get through all of them. What it does is it brings it all up for you guys to talk about, as opposed to you having to bring up all the super scary things to talk about one by one. Like, you know, she might say, well, do you want to dress up like a woman? And you're like, no, I don't want to dress up like a woman. So that's an uncomfortable, awkward thing, right? And then she says, well, is it supposed to hurt? No, it's not supposed to hurt. See what I mean? You guys can talk about all those things after you listen to the podcast, because I introduce those subjects. And the coolest thing about the podcast is that I really, really emphasize the relationship, which it sounds like you have a lovely one. And the whole point of the relationship is that this is a way in which you are allowing her to know you better. It's a gift of intimacy. And I think after 30 years, she will be very grateful to you for that. So podcast number 112, education. And when you talk about this with her, try not to be embarrassed and shy and kind of feeling weird about it. Do your very best to take a deep breath and be confident, be excited, and let her know that this is something that you'd love to add to your sex life and get it going again. Because after 30 years, yeah, you need something to light that fire, and this could be a really fun thing. Also, ask her if there are things that she would like to try. Because this is your thing and you're like, oh, I really want her to try this. This is awesome. You know, but it could be there's something she's been sitting on for these 30 years or maybe the last 10 or who knows that she would like to bring up. So give her that opening as well, because this is all about the give and take and the GGG and all that. Good luck to you. And let me know when I can play that music for you. Now we have an email from the other side of the picture. Not his wife, of course, but... Hi, Ruby. My husband has a clear desire for me to peg him. While he hasn't come right out and said it, I know. He loves it when I rim his ass and stick my fingers up there and massage his prostate, so I know he wants it, and I think I am game. I kinda like the idea of a girl cock. How do I introduce this in a conversation? And this is from Sarah. Sarah, wow, you are one of few women out there who is aware that your husband wants it and really wants to do this for him and is getting turned on by the thought of it. And so basically you're the one driving this bus, which is awesome. I mean, he may have made hints and things like that, and certainly you know from the play that you've done with him that he reacts really well to certain things. But you're the one driving the bus, which is totally exciting. So what I would do is approach him and say, you know, I looked into prostate stimulation and I found out that part of the reason that must feel so good for you when I put my fingers in your ass and we're having sex is because your prostate is like my G-spot and there's a huge amount of pleasure to be had there. So I want to do some more ass play with you and I might even be up for pegging if you think that that's something that you want. I'm totally down. So there's an idea. Now, podcast number 112 is me speaking to the women. I have not gotten around to recording one for the men. So this would be a situation where he could listen to that with you, sure, because it's really good informational stuff, and it does bring everything up, and it gets you guys talking about everything. So it would probably be a good idea, but let him know that that is how it is recorded, is for the women. And say, hey, I found this really cool podcast. And once again, you need to listen to it and decide if it's the right thing for him. Normally, men are really, really shy about bringing this up for a whole lot of reasons. Because of the misconceptions about sexual orientation. Because of the reactions from other men about getting your man card taken away if you're ever anally penetrated. So when they find pleasure in that area, sometimes it can feel kind of embarrassing. Do everything you can for your husband to let him know that this is totally okay with you. You're totally down with it. You're comfortable. You think it's really hot and you want to explore more. That reassurance will go a long way to allowing him to express what he wants and what he doesn't want. It could be, it's a possibility anyway, that he loves the prostate stimulation. He loves your fingers in him, but he just can't quite get to that point where he wants you to strap one on and fuck him. And if that's the case, he will tell you. But I think you're right. I do think that he's been fantasizing about it and is a little shy to bring it up. So that's my best advice for you. As with everyone who is right there on the threshold of wanting to try pegging in the near future, good luck and let me know when I can play that music. Thanks for writing in, Sarah. And now I have an email that's an equipment question. Hello, I've done quite a bit of research on the internet and found that a heavily recommended product is the Vicskin Mustang for pegging. I have purchased the item, but now I'm a bit concerned about the size. I don't want this to be a one and done with my wife. Would you recommend a Tantus Acute as a starter to the Mustang, or something else smaller than the Mustang? Or is the squishiness of the Mustang going to be fine for a very irregular anal player, parentheses, like a few times a year? If it's going to be like the Tantus Acute, just fuller feeling because of the squishiness, then I'd rather not purchase any more. The Mustang was expensive. Thank you for the advice. Hoping you email me back since I haven't gotten a chance to hear the podcast. Well, okay, here I am reading it on the podcast anyway, but I do write people back. Every once in a while I blow it and miss sending a message to someone letting them know that I am going to use their question on the podcast, but I will put this information in an email to you, sir. But I think it's kind of cool to write in and hear your question read on a podcast, so you might want to do that too. You might find that you love the podcasts. So yes, the Vicskin Mustang is a fabulous dildo. It is dual density, which is what you call the squishiness. The Tantus Acute is a much better beginner size. The Mustang is pretty damn big. I would not at all call that a beginner size, and I would not recommend it for a very irregular anal player, especially if you don't want it to be a one and done. I really like the way that you phrased that, and I totally agree with you. So you want to get it right the first time. So here's a couple of options. The Tantus Acute will be much better in terms of the size you want, but if what you're attracted to is the reviews and how lovely that feel is, that it's squishy and that it's soft and it's awesome feeling, there is a beginner dildo that is dual density as well, and it's well priced, and it's called Blush Novelty's Real Nude Ergo Mini, E-R-G-O Mini. And I'm going to put the link for that in the Linkorama for anyone else who is listening, in case the guy who wrote this does not listen to the podcast. But that is a dual density toy that feels really good, that is much, much more realistic in terms of beginner size. Now, you know, everybody's different. It could be that you have a really relaxed ass and that you can take this. If you really don't want to spend any money, then what I would do is I would try and see if it fits. Do some solo play and see if it fits. Don't wait until you've got your partner there and you're trying to shove it in, and maybe it'll work and maybe it won't, because then you run the risk of it being a really bad experience, or perhaps a less than optimum experience. And I do recommend solo play for all of you men out there who are not yet into the pegging thing. The toy that you plan on using for your first pegging experience is a toy that you would do well to try out in your ass when you're by yourself and check it out, see how it feels, make sure that you can take it. That will make it much more relaxed of an experience for you when you actually get to it, because you know you've had that in your ass, you can take it. So if you really don't want to spend any more money and you want to try and see if you can do it, then try and see if you can do it. But please take it slow. One of the things I've noticed about men doing solo play is that they don't have a lot of patience. In other words, often I hear guys who are just so eager to get that thing in their ass that they're not doing good foreplay on their own ass. And you know, learn to make love to your ass, gentlemen. Learn to treat it like you would treat a lover, because this is what encourages it to relax and open up, and this prevents you from getting impatient and sticking it in too quickly, having a sore ass, risking anal fissures. You know, take it slow, just exactly like you want your partner to when you get down to it. So that's the best advice I have for you. That's an awesome toy you have, the Vixen Mustang, but work up to it, sir. Definitely work up to it. And let me know when I can play the music for you. Good luck. Okay, another email. Hi, Ruby. It's been a while since I posted, so I thought I would drop by to offer a big thank you for your site and encouragement to tell my wife about my pegging fascination. It's been nearly a year since I told her my deepest secret, and we haven't looked back. She really enjoys her turn to flip the switch and take it to me. She still straps me down and spanks me harshly and has her way with my ass. It's a kinky turn-on now when I am at work the next day and I go to eat something and I have the achy jaw from having been gagged the night before. Likewise, sitting on a well-spanked, well-bruised bottom is a hell of a turn-on. She knows I get really turned on by the power exchange, so she's been working on the dirty talk. It's a learning curve for her, but I so appreciate that she is trying. I haven't gotten her to force me to suck her girl cock just yet, but I think we are getting there. I had an issue with sucking her cock at first, but now I love the mind fuck. I think I'm more comfortable with it now after viewing several other couples' sharing of videos and seeing it can be part of the fun. I took a hard look at my own sexuality as I was interested as to why I wanted to suck her cock. After an honest look at myself, I realized it was the power exchange, and men just don't turn me on. I was going to be okay with it if I was turned on by men, but I'm just not. I think I'm actually a little jealous of bisexual men. They get to have the best of both worlds. Thanks again for all you do. You help me open doors to my sexuality that I never knew were there. I have a more open, enjoyable, and definitely more pleasurable life now. I'm looking forward to seeing what we can add to all the pegging we do now. As I said, we are addicted. She loves how much joy it brings me. And he signed it Dane and L. What a lovely letter to receive with all this good news. You two are having so much fun. I'm really happy for you. Sounds like you two are well down the path of some very happy pegging. So you mix the kinky with it too. You know, I've heard that from some of my partners too. What a joy it is for the next day or two after they get beaten and their ass is a little bruised to sit down on it wherever they are and be reminded of the fucking. It's sort of like it stays with you. And you sit down and go, oh, yeah, I remember what we were doing then, and that was really awesome. And sometimes they even get hard when it happens. I'd have to sit there at a desk and kind of calm down. So, yes, definitely can relate to that, absolutely. The power exchange really does turn me on. Of course, I don't allow too much power to go the other way. I'm a very dominant woman. But it can be a really exciting thing for women who have historically not taken the reins with their partner to all of a sudden grab them, and it sounds like she's having a hell of a good time. And if anything I said here in the podcast or wrote to you in an email helped you explore your own sexuality, I am honored. That's why I'm here. It's what I love to do. That is my whole point in trying to make this a subject that is easily talked about and lose the taboo and all those kinds of things. But you know, it's kind of like this. If you sit there and you fantasize and fantasize about something and you're too scared to try it, what are the regrets that you're going to have if you live your whole life and you never try it? And if you do try it and you hate it, then okay, you tried it. But if you try it and you love it, you're going to say, wow, I should have done this 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 40 years ago. For me, it was 30. It was literally 30 years. So I don't advise that approach. I missed a whole bunch of years of pegging when my body was in superior shape and beauty. You know, I could have been like the total athletic pegger woman. But you get my point. Don't hide those things in there. If you have a partner you love who is open to hearing what your fantasies are, who understands that sometimes fantasies do stay fantasies, and sometimes they're fantasies that you can explore, then tell your partner your fantasies. Go for it. I appreciate you explaining your journey with the whole sucking on her dildo and figuring out whether it was something that meant that you wanted to engage with a man or not. That's the way to do it, you know? Take a good long look, see what feels right, explore the things that you want to, with the consent of your partner, of course, and drop away the things that don't. What this reminds me of is a friend of mine who, in response to men saying, that's gay with the whole strap-on thing, say, no, I really like breasts with my strap-on. Thank you very much. And that's the point, you know? It's a sexual gender orientation. It's you love women and you're really not attracted to men. So I appreciate you sharing that with us because I know there are men out there who, when you get to that kinky play and your woman says something like, suck on this, you're like, oh my God, you know, what does this mean if I do this? And yes, it can be a little scary. So good for you for walking that path, figuring it out, and being okay with it. Keep on pegging, you two. Have fun, and thanks for writing in and sharing all the good news. Okay, this is a newbie who joined the forum on my website, and he shares this totally hot story of a pegging experience with his wife and another couple. Hey Ruby, I was excited to learn about your forums about pegging. My wife and I are not new to pegging, but new to your site. We've been pegging since we first got together years ago. It is among the several ways we play. I'm excited to find a forum to communicate my enthusiasm for pegging. I thought I would share a particularly hot night we had recently. Several years ago, at the end of a playdate with a couple we had a regular thing with, the seeds were laid. The wife of the couple was still wearing the strap-on that she had used to fuck my wife. Actually, she and I double penetrated her, but that's another story. After a while, she was laying on the bed stroking her cock when she asked when she would get to fuck me. I had never voiced it, but I had always wanted to be, so I was excited. But I decided I needed to circle back with my wife to see if she would be into it. She was conceptually, but as time went on, she was not sure the wife of our play couple was the right fit. Although enthusiastic, she was too rough, and my wife was scared she would hurt me. So my fantasy had to wait, and wait some more. Finally, I could not take it anymore. My wife knew some pros and had one friend in mind who would be skilled and trustworthy. A three-way date became my birthday present. Before our friend came over, we prepped, or I prepped. Besides my butt, we also sterilized our dildo collection and other butt toys. who knows where they might go once the fun began. After the hellos and catching up, we moved into the bedroom. It started out as a traditional female, male, female. Two ladies sucking your cock together is not to be underrated, but we had two pussies to take care of. I fucked my wife while she went down on our friend. Our friend fucked my wife with our largest dildo while I tried to lick her clit. Could not sort that out, so I switched to the vibrator. It worked much better. They came again, and it was finally my turn. Our friend switched out the large dildo for the medium. My wife is the only person allowed to fuck me with the big one. We started with me on my back and my legs up. She slowly inserted the dildo. My wife implored her to go slow. Our friend said she had had enough cocks up her butt to know to be gentle. As my wife sucked my cock, I got fucked. Now, many times, with just the two of us, my wife uses the same dildo on me while blowing me. Without the harness, it is just not as sexy. I was in heaven, getting fucked and having my cock in my wife's mouth. After reveling in all of the sensations, the ladies decided it was time for the main event. I got on my hands and knees, usually the position we start with. This time I was in between my wife's legs. It took some time to get the height of my butt and her dildo right, but once we did, we got back into it. I rubbed my cock on my wife's pussy while getting reamed out. Now, I don't know if all men have this issue, but it is difficult for me to maintain a hard-on while receiving heavy anal play. It takes time, but we got it working. I was hard, fucking my wife while getting fucked. The orgasm started deep within my body and slowly spread to my cock, flowing into my wife in a huge spurt. Wow, so great. We slowly disentangled and sadly put our clothes back on. Had some relaxed conversation, and the night came to a close. After she left, she said she would come play any time. And this guy signs it, "Thanks for all you do." That is a totally hot story. I have had that fantasy quite a bit and have not actually enacted that one of fucking a guy while he fucks another woman, or another man for that matter. So that's on my bucket list. It was great to hear it described. Very, very hot. Congratulations that this is something you got to do. Yay! And thanks for sharing it with us. Appreciate that. Okay, here's another email. I agree on both points, that silicone is the way to go, and that the price of silicone toys is pricey. As such, I have embarked on making my own, which has been a major learning experience. The latest attempt will be modeling from clay, a mold with dental dam, and then the final in soft silicone. Point is, I'd like to hear what others have learned. Keep up the good work. I just started listening and enjoying what you have to say. So, you know what I think I'm going to do? I have had communications with a number of you aspiring toy makers. So I think what I'm going to do is create a new section of the forum for the toy makers, and I'm going to call it that, toy makers. So you guys can trade hints and tricks and questions and things like that amongst yourselves, and perhaps you can find some great answers for exactly what you need. So yes, I'm going to put a link to that in the Linkorama. So maybe that'll help to create a nice knowledge base for people to consult when they're thinking about making their own toys. I know there's a fair amount of you out there who have considered it, and having a place to ask questions I think would be awesome. So thanks for writing in, and you will find the link to that new section in the forum in the Linkorama. And the next email is about a toy size question. Hello, Ruby. Recently on a podcast, you asked for feedback on toy size, and after using a larger toy, would smaller toys still feel good? I have a large assortment of toys, and I enjoy them all regularly. My toys range in size from a Tantus Hoss all the way down to as small as a finger. Depending on the mood I'm in at the moment is usually the determining factor of the toy I choose. So hopefully this helps with the guy's question. For me, big or small, I love them all. I love that that rhymes. That's like your byline. Big or small, I love them all. It's great to hear that. Thank you so much for writing in and sharing that, because it is a very common assumption, and not just an assumption, but a fear, that if you go to the really big toys, then you're not going to enjoy the smaller ones anymore at all. And I do think to a certain extent, for some men, there is a craving of that stretching feeling. But I'm glad you wrote in, because this shows that there are men out there who enjoy the smaller toys just as much, even after using ones as big as the Haas. And the Haas is pretty damn big. 2.75 inches at its thickest, which is the head, and then the shaft is 2.5 inches in diameter. So there you go. And now it's pegging celebration time! So, I'm a 35-year-old male, and I've been married to my beautiful 32-year-old wife for over 10 years now. We dated for a few years before that, very much in love with one child. Our sex life has always been fantastic, but in the last few years, vaginal sex has started to be painful for her if we go at it more than once or twice a week. We both desire sex more than that, and she has no desire to try anal sex. In reading about the pleasure of anal sex, I came across your blog, more specifically Pegging 101, and got very interested. I read about it one day at work, and in parentheses he writes, "Don't judge," and it piqued my interest. When I got home, I did some more research and decided that this might be something that I want to try. I took a work trip, and while sitting in the plane, I listened to about 4 of your podcasts, and you really got my attention with this new taboo. While sitting in the hotel room for the trip, I viewed a few pegging porn videos and was hooked. I went to the website that you recommend in your podcast and bought some equipment to make this happen. In retrospect, I probably should have talked to my wife about this first, but I was ready to go. The next night, I spoke to my wife and told her that I've got a surprise coming in the mail, and it is for both of us. She was very inquisitive, and I told her that I had emailed her a few pictures before the call and asked her to go to the computer and take a look. I heard the familiar tone of the computer starting up and logging in. She opened her email, and instead of an excited gasp followed by applause or whatever it is that I expected, I got a hesitant, do I wear this? Does this go in you? It was at that moment that I realized I had built myself up for the excitement of trying something new, and I'd caught her completely off guard with something that she had no idea how to react to. I bit my lip a bit as I realized my mistake and decided to step way back and start at the beginning. After 20-odd minutes of explanation, she was excitedly on board with my new idea and totally shared my frisson of excitement. A few days later, I returned home from my trip having listened to a few more podcasts on the way home. I had listened to the magic number of podcasts to make myself a bona fide pegging expert. When I walked in the door, I fully expected her to be wearing some seductive lingerie at the top of the stairs, motioning with her finger in a sexy come-hither manner. That isn't what happened, though the package lay on the kitchen table, unopened. I told her that I wanted to try it that night, and she said that she'd had a rough day with the kids, wanted to just reconnect with me. Mentally, I was beside myself. Didn't she share the same furious curiosity that I did? Didn't she want to ride me like all of the movies I had watched on the porn sites? Where was the disconnect here? This whole thing caught me off guard, and instead of preparing my wife for it, I caught her even more off guard by not communicating with her properly. Later that evening, after our son had gone to bed, we sat on the couch and listened to your For the Women podcast. About 10 minutes into it, she asked me to come upstairs with her. Apparently, she had tried her toy on and was strapping up by the time I got into the bedroom. She had laid down a towel, and she said that she was just going to give me a massage to help me relax. A few minutes into the massage, she slid a lubed finger into my butt, and it hurt but felt pleasurable. This is the first time in my life that my butt had been anything but a no-go zone. I had never even considered it to be an erogenous zone. She slid it in and out a few times, and it felt wonderful. Why had I been so afraid? The whole time she had been wearing her toy, and I felt it brush up against my leg a few times. The dildo wasn't enormous, but it was huge in comparison to her slim fingers. I mentally beat myself up a bit that I had gone for something so large. As I sat there pondering while she played with my ass, I felt something larger and certainly more phallic-shaped push against my butt. I grunted a bit as it pushed slowly inside me. I felt the larger head pass inside, certainly easier than I had anticipated. I didn't feel pain, fear, or even pleasure. I was just shocked that this was happening. She climbed on top of me and fully mounted me while she started pulling it in and out of my ass. I gasped as I started feeling pleasure in an area that I had never felt pleasure in before. After about 5 minutes of thrusting, she stopped, reached around, and felt my rock-hard cock and giggled as she touched the huge pool of pre-cum. She said that her legs were sore, and I felt her body and firm D-cup breasts flop onto my back, pushing the dildo even deeper. Her sweaty tits laying on top of my back, her arms wrapped tightly around my hip bones. This was absolutely awesome. As she lay on top of me, she gyrated her hips slightly, and I felt the toy sliding in and out about half an inch. But whatever spot she found felt incredible. After a few more minutes, she slid her cock out of my ass, and with a wet, suctiony pop, my first pegging experience was complete. Cue the music. We spoke about it afterwards, and both of us felt incredibly close during the experience, and we both realized that we had discovered something that wouldn't soon be leaving our sexual activities. Thanks, Ruby Ryder. Oh my goodness, congratulations, you two. That's an awesome story. So I hear how you got really caught up in the excitement of it all. To anyone who might be listening, who is brand new to this, who fantasizes about it, who stumbled across my website and is listening to this first podcast would be this one. Please know that when you are brand new to it, your partner has no idea. So it's easy to get caught up in the excitement of everything and skip a bunch of steps. Because the right steps for someone who's brand new to it is first to learn all about it, just like this guy who wrote in, okay? And the next step is to share that information with your partner, and that would be when you want to listen to podcast number 112. Then you want to look at all the different options for equipment, which would be listening to podcast number 102. And then once you've listened to all those, you jointly make a decision as to what equipment to buy, right? And in between there, when you're waiting for that equipment to come, you can certainly start doing couples and solo anal exploration, not only to get yourself ready for the main pegging event, but the solo is good for you to learn how your body works and also to reassure you that you can indeed take the toy that you bought. The couples exploration is for her to learn what you like the best. So good communication between the two of you is essential. What I mean by that is she's playing with her ass, she's asking you questions you're answering, you don't feel shy about saying, oh, that feels good, make it go deeper, make it go faster, make it go harder, that you have good and fairly easy communication in the bedroom, in bed, during sex, so that that carries over into this as well, because good communication just paves the way so much better. There's really no point in laying there and thinking about something, whether it's, this feels really good, it would feel better if it were harder, or I'm not liking it. You need to voice these things because that is how your partner learns how to pleasure you. So the couple's exploration is important because what she's doing when she's putting her fingers in and eventually the dildo that she's going to fuck you with is she's learning what you like. Do you like it hard? Do you like it slow? Do you like it fast? Do you like it deep? What angle do you like it at? All of those different things is what she's learning when you do the couple's anal play. So all those stages are important. You certainly shortcut a few. It's great that you were aware enough to backtrack, and I'm really pleased to hear that she was totally on board nonetheless. This is the first time I've heard someone say, and about 10 minutes into it, she said, turn off 112, and she just went upstairs and fucked you, which is awesome. At some point in time, you might want to listen to the rest of it, but then maybe not. It sounds like you guys are having a good time. You know, it's so tempting to just jump right into that fantasy with little or no preparation, but I hear little signs from your story, like how when she first put a finger in, it hurt. Well, if you do anal foreplay correctly and take your time and go really, really slow, then it's not going to hurt. So there's that. I put a few articles in the Linkorama for you, and you guys might want to check those out. One is Newbie Anal Solo Play, as I mentioned. One is the Couple's Anal Play. And then I also put the one up of taking it slow the first time and also the equipment choosing one for 102. And that's just for people listening who kind of want to do the steps in the proper direction, so to speak. And I'm not trying to give you a hard time at all. I'm really not. I'm glad you are where you are and you had such a good time the first time. But it does sound like you would benefit from a little bit of extra time spent opening up your ass before she fucks you. So if nothing else, then please relay that to her. The other thing I wanted to mention is, in the very beginning of your letter, you mentioned that at 32 years old, she is experiencing pain if she has sex with you more than once or twice a week. You know, there's a lot of things that could be going on there, but that's not normal for a 32-year-old. It could be something as relatively easy to treat as pelvic floor dysfunction, which is the muscles in the pelvic floor are really, really tight. But it could be a number of things. And for those of you who did not know, I keep talking about enticeme.com, and the woman who runs that is Tiffany Yelverton. So she does sex coaching. She also is very well-versed in pelvic floor dysfunction. In fact, she works with several clinics teaching doctors and nurses how to treat things like this. So when I mentioned your letter describing the pain that your wife was having, she offered a complimentary consultation to see if she can help your wife figure out what's going on and treat that, because it would be nice if you had all of your choices as opposed to defaulting to pegging because vaginal sex isn't working so well. It'd be nice to get vaginal sex back on the table and have it feel really good like it used to. So anyway, that is an offer Tiffany made, and I will put more information in the email that I send you letting you know that I read your letter on this podcast. Congratulations. It was a pleasure to play that music for you. Thanks for sharing. Okay, this last thing I have for you is actually something I found on FetLife. I know that a lot of you gentlemen who listen to this podcast are really hungry to hear from the women, because there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of us that are into this, that you really love hearing how much we enjoy it. So I found this on FetLife, and I sent a message to the woman that wrote it and asked her permission to share it with you. I've posted it on my blog, and I'm also going to read it to you here. Should you like to look up some of her other work, on FetLife she is Vic Vista, V-I-C-V-I-S-T-A, no spaces or lines in between. And she has a lot of good writing. This one is called Pegging, Why I Want Your Ass. A very dear friend asked me recently why some women feel the need to peg his ass. He wanted my thoughts on this as a dom. I've been asked this before and have tried to offer explanations, although always in a private forum. Some of my writings have touched on my take on the subject. Today I offer why, from this dom's point of view. First clarification is, I don't want to peg every ass I see. There's a certain pert-toned shape that does it for me. But even then, it's really all about the human that pert ass is attached to. Is there a connection, a chemistry that awakens and triggers a desire to ravish and devour him? Yes? Then game on, baby. With the above in place, it's now all about control and taking. I want to own all of you, if even for a brief moment. That ass speaks to me about invading the innermost parts of you, your secret desires, the surrender you offer me, the control you hand over to pleasure and torment you. Men can be closed off from their emotions and fears. I know once I penetrate you, I will eventually trigger a memory, a feeling, an awakening. Maybe not fully at first, but in a relationship I know I'll end up on a journey into possibly the abyss with you. I'm strong enough to bring you through and back again safely. It also speaks to me of trust, you trusting me with your vulnerability. Something I know for most men is not easily given. So when you look at me with many questions in your mind, unsure if you really want to explore this, but trust me, my God, it breaks my heart open, and I relish in your gift. The first time I touch your puckered rosebud with my lubed finger, your reaction is I swirl it around until you become accustomed to my touch. You relax, and my finger pops through. I hear your sigh, the catch of your breath, and feel your muscles tighten around my finger, then open to allow me further entrance. And she puts in quotes, deep breath, Vista, talking to herself here. And then she goes on to say, the combination of your body, soul, and spirit opening to me, holding the very essence of you in that moment, me the hunter and you my captured beautiful prey, To me, it's not about whether it's my finger or the dildo hanging from my harness that enters you. It's about your trust and surrender, and me holding your very heartbeat in my hand. That, my dear lovely friend, is why I want your ass. And she signs it Vista. So Vista has a website called sexualdestinies.com. I'm going to put a link to that. She is a published writer. She has a lot of hot stuff to read there. Vista, I am so thankful to you for allowing me to read this. I agree with a lot of these reasons that Vista put on here because I am also a dominant woman. So there you go. A little slice of, yes, we want your ass. A little slice of reassurance. An explanation as to why we love fucking you. I am going to also put a link to Vista's FetLife profile for those of you who are on FetLife.com. If you'd like to take a look at her stuff on FetLife, that's also quite hot. Okay, we are done for this podcast and the heat. I'm on my way to the ocean to jump in. You can find my work at PeggingParadise.com, where I have my blog, my podcast, my erotica, and the forum. Or you can go to pegging101.com, where you will find informational pegging articles only with no kink. My podcasts are available through a variety of podcast downloader apps, which you can find a sampling of under the tab Follow on my website for both Android and iPhones. You can also stream my podcast directly from my website if you like. The Follow tab has links for you to subscribe to my blog, follow me on Twitter, and check out my Facebook page. Please remember, if you order toys from Entice Me, use that coupon code RIDER for 15% off your purchase. And as always, send your questions to Ruby at PeggingParadise.com. No question is too elementary, too erotic, or too elaborate. Many listeners are going to learn along with you, so don't be shy. Throw those questions in my mailbox or call me at 805-500-6544. That's 805-500-6544. Thanks for downloading and listening, everybody. You rock. Happy pegging.